welcome to Kiss the Crest, a weekly football podcast where we talk about football scores, news, highlights, Boots. Video games, just whatever we want to talk about football. I'm your host, Sean Thomas.
I'm Dave Lanata.
I'm Rob Steller.
And for this week, we're going to start, as usual, doing a recap. This weekend was European qualifiers, so we'll mostly be talking about that.
Internationals.
Yep, and then we're going to go into our topics. First one, which is Messi versus Ronaldo, the endless debate.
It's Ibra, actually.
There's going to be a lot of feelings hurt in this one. And then we're also going to talk about international friendlies. You know, are they a good thing for the game? How can they change? And, you know, club versus international, how do they deal with these kind of things? Let's get into it. So, as we said earlier, this weekend was European qualifiers, so there are no club games on.
Well, ooh.
No good club games on. So I'm just going to go through all the groups. There were tons of games.
We're almost done with qualifying, right?
Yeah.
So they played, most groups have, at least all the main groups have 8 games played. So there's 2 more for most of those groups. But a lot of them, there is usually 6 teams in a group. The top 2 go on, and then I think the third place goes into a playoff.
Yeah. Yep. And so, I mean, we're basically seeing the groups are taking shape.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean all teams are out, but some teams have already qualified. So let's just go through the groups. So Group A, probably the biggest result at this point.
Yeah.
Iceland is in first place, so they've already qualified. Czech Republic is in second place. They've already qualified. Turkey is in third. The Netherlands, the Dutch, are in fourth place.
Yeah, they might not even get in.
Then Latvia and then Kazakhstan. So that's pretty huge.
Netherlands can technically qualify.
They
right?
still
so they have 10 points. Turkey has 12. So if Netherlands win, and Turkey loses. Then they can go through.
And possibly, actually, I don't know if it's head to head or goal difference because they could tie.
That's true.
Either way, I mean, I can't believe the Dutch are in this position. I mean, I don't know if it's because Van Gaal left. There's also this feeling of a lot of aging players. I think Van Persie's a little bit on the downturn. I mean, Robin's still good, but Schneider's older.
Yeah, Schneider shouldn't even be in the team.
Yeah, and then, I mean, but there's still, I mean, they have enough quality. This is not a difficult group. Iceland, I would say the best team is probably the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I mean, Latvia, Turkey, Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Turkey missed the World Cup qualifying too, didn't
they? Did they? I'm not sure.
I swear they did.
But, I mean, the result of the weekend was that Turkey beat Netherlands 3-0. So that's not a win. That's like a statement win.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you guys think the Netherlands are going to qualify? Like, I feel like they should.
I don't know. I mean, Iceland,
it's really
Iceland
close.
Beat the Netherlands too. So
what's the last game? Like, what's...
They should. I'm pretty sure they have to play.
They have Kazakhstan and Czech Republic left.
So the Czech
is going to be a big game. And then who does Turkey have? I don't know. I mean,
Iceland and Czech Republic. So
they have
the
top 2 teams.
But the other thing is, neither of those teams care.
Right. So they might not be playing full strength.
If Turkey wins out, though, they're out anyway.
What do you mean?
Like if Turkey wins out and Netherlands win out, Turkey's going to move on.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah.
So it's really, it's basically in Turkey's hands.
Right.
I mean, the Netherlands has to bank on that, but it's crazy that they're put in this position. I mean, how many semis have they made? Have they won a Euros? I'm not sure if they have. But either way, they're way too good of a team.
But I mean, they're usually in the last 4 teams.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a team that gets pretty far. Yeah.
I mean, even this World Cup, I still feel like they overachieved in the World Cup, but I mean, third place, that's still pretty solid. And I don't even know what the expectations were for them, but they, you know, outmatched those expectations. But still, I mean, and almost as crazy is the fact that Iceland is top in the group. Like, we were talking about this. I think, who does Iceland have? They have, like, Sigurdsson.
They have, like, and I think they might have somebody else.
Clearly, they're not a deep squad.
No.
You know, it's like, this is the team that, you know, you might see qualify, but you really didn't expect them to go. Yeah, I'm looking at, I don't even know. Somebody plays on Columbus Crew. Almost all of them play on Nordic teams.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see that every once in a while, right? You see a team that you wouldn't normally expect who all play in the same league and are close, like vicinity-wise, close to each other and get the chance to see each other play all the time.
Yeah.
And they end up doing pretty well as they play as a unit, you know, and as they play, you know, years and years together.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make sense. I mean, there are clearly a lot of teams that you see playing that you never really expect to get anywhere, but I guess that's this team. I mean, how far do you guys think they can get? Think they'll get past the first knockout
at this point?
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, so as if I remember correctly, they've expanded qualification this year, so more teams are getting in, and so it's possible they could. I mean, I don't know if they're going to go that deep into the tournament, but.
But I mean, if they end up edging out Czech Republic for that top seed,
yeah, they could play another.
That'll make it interesting. Yeah, first round.
Well, we'll get into the other tables and we can see who they could possibly face in other groups. So, Group B, another kind of surprise, topping the group is Wales,
yep.
Which basically it's Bale's team. They have a few other guys, Ramsey and somebody else, but for the most part, Bale is basically carrying their team. Belgium's number two. I kind of thought they'd be one.
Yeah, they're only a point behind. They actually have, sure. They actually have twice the goal differential.
So that's pretty important. And honestly, they feel like a team that when you're facing a strong team, I mean, they have the quality without a doubt. Well, I'll round out the group. So then third is Israel. Then Bosnia and Herzegovina, Cyprus, Andorra. I mean, it sounds like none of the bottom four can really go anywhere. I don't think they have enough players. Really, Belgium and Wales. And honestly, Wales is just buoyed by a few good players. But Belgium's always a dark horse. I don't think they did that well in the World Cup.
You know, it's funny. We've been saying that for like three tournaments
now. That's the thing, yeah.
And they haven't really performed in any of them.
The only thing I could say is, I mean, Courtois is still at the height of his powers. Kompany has come back. De Bruyne is Belgian, so he's at the top of his game. Hazard hasn't done that well this year, but whatever. The thing is, I mean, you got Fellaini with all that hair. I mean, they have Lukaku's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Vermaelen actually did well. Like, they have a lot of teams had down, or a lot of these players had downturns in different years, but I feel like right now, almost all of them are doing pretty well for their club. So I could see them doing pretty well, and I want to see them do really well because they're just a solid side overall. Andorra's goal difference is -27.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you would expect, though.
Then Group C, we have Spain topping the group, which I guess it's not surprising, but it's kind of surprising after they did so poorly in the World Cup. But, I mean, you kind of expect. They're too good not to be that.
Yeah,
and the group is pretty bad. So then second is Slovakia, Ukraine, Belarus, Luxembourg, and then Macedonia. So, honestly, Spain is really the only team that should be topping this group.
Yep.
They've done well, but they've kind of squeaked by a lot of 1-2-0 wins. But they looked pretty good. The passing was good. It's kind of this year is kind of a changing of the guard. A lot of the old players are going out, and they're getting all the young. Right. And they've had a lot of good young players for a while, so there's no reason why they shouldn't do well. But I mean, we'll have to see how they do when they're facing real teams, not in these like little groups. But moving on to Group D, we have Germany in the number one spot, kind of as expected.
What you would expect.
Or
you
Poland,
would hope, right? Yeah,
Republic of Ireland,
Falcon Field,
Republic of Ireland, then Scotland, Georgia, and then Gibraltar. Gibraltar is doing really well. They have a -44 goal difference. I think if they can win 45-1, they might be able to actually. Yeah, they'll be better than Georgia. They still wouldn't. So Germany being the top, I mean, they're just ridiculous. Yeah. But their teams, Ireland and Scotland, they're doing pretty well. And you know, those are teams that could, I mean, they're another team. I mean, they can't go very, very far in the tournament, but it's good to see they're doing okay. Like, they'd be interesting teams to watch. Actually, honestly, right now, I don't even know who the good Scottish or Irish players are.
I mean, they have a few. I think, like, Johnny Evans is on the
yeah.
team.
Shea Given.
Yeah. Darren Fletcher might be on, like, Scotland. They have, I mean, Premier League outcasts, but.
Outcast.
Either way, they're not that good of a team. I don't think, even if they make it out, which one of them will make it out, I don't see them going very far. I mean, Ireland looks more set to do it. They really need only 1 point out of two games. So, 2 points out of two games.
Oh, Robbie Keane, I think, is still.
Yeah, he probably still plays. Okay, moving on to Group E. We have England topping the group. England, then Switzerland, Slovenia, Estonia, Lithuania, and then San Marino. England did pretty well this weekend, and you know, Rooney broke what's his name's record? Bobby Charlton's record. So now he has the most goals for England, which is kind of crazy, and he did it a lot faster than Bobby Charlton.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue maybe, you know, he did it versus some crappy teams like this weekend with San Marino, but whatever, being the highest goal scorer for England, that's huge. So then it's good to see him getting his scoring boots back on, but they pretty much demolished them. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, there are 8 wins in 8, right? So
yeah. I mean, what do you think about England? England's the other... I mean, they hold the Premier League, yet they
Harry
haven't
Kane
done well.
Kane scored today, too.
And but, you know, that's kind of big because he hasn't. He's got to break that voodoo, and now at least he got a goal. Means something.
In England, they have the talent, obviously. They're just never...
Do they have the talent? That's the thing I always worry about.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like...
They're still young. Barkley, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Smalling, Phil Jones, Sterling. I mean, they're Rooney. Stacked, but they just don't do anything.
But I don't
Joe
know...
Joe Hart.
When you look at those teams versus, like, Germany, France, Spain, I don't know if they're really stacked. When you really... I mean, we'll get into it in another couple groups. Maybe we'll talk about who we think is going to win. Well, maybe not today, but when you look at how deep, I would say Germany, maybe Spain, although it's kind of waned a bit. Germany and France, to me,
France
are probably.
France is loaded.
France, I still feel like, I mean, we'll get into them. They're not in this group. We'll talk about them in a second. But but it doesn't, what am I talking about? They're not in a group because they qualify because they're the host.
Oh, that's true.
So we can just, well, we'll talk about France now.
They're lucky because they might not have qualified.
I almost feel like people still... Not that they feel like France is an underdog, but they still aren't talking about France much. Even though front to back, they are like completely, pretty much every position, they have a strong player. I mean, you know, at the back, they have Lloris.
Patrice Evra.
So
Varane, Evra.
Who do they have on the outside?
Koscielny, I think, is French.
They have Pogba, Ribéry. You move up front, they have Giroud, they have Benzema. Like, they are definitely ridiculously
Griezmann,
stacked. Yeah, Griezmann is really good, and I don't know. I mean, they have a lot of fast guys. I think the only thing... they only lost to Germany in the World Cup 1-0. Like, that was a pretty close game. It was back and forth, and they were the, you know, champions. So France, I think, is going to do really well. They're just a good team. So then going into the next group, we have group F.
You forgot his alphabet.
So we have, you know, Euro favorites, Northern Ireland, top in the group.
Yes.
Northern Ireland, Romania, Hungary, Finland.
Johnny Evans is on Northern Ireland, by the way.
Oh, is he? Yeah. I can never tell the difference between Northern Ireland and Republic Ireland.
You're gonna piss a lot of people off.
I never know who's on which team.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Johnny Evans is on either one when I
he just switches.
Oh, he's on Northern Ireland. Oh, he's on Republic.
Well, I'm in the south this
weekend. Robbie Keane, he's on Ireland this week.
So I mean, this is kind of a ridiculous group. I mean, Northern Ireland top in the group.
That group
Romania.
Awful.
This it's interesting though. This is kind of wide open. I mean, anybody.
How do they determine these groups?
Because of this.
They're like
seeds and then random draws.
But how is this group? They don't have any teams.
Oh, you don't know all the players for Northern Ireland? They're
but no, really. They don't have any.
Northern
none of these teams would be a top pot team.
Northern Ireland is in first right now at 17. Romania in second with 16. Hungary with 13. Finland 10. Faroe Island with 6. Interestingly enough, Greece is at the
bottom.
Greece is with 3 points.
Greece is usually okay, but that's pretty low. Yeah. So in a weird way, it's competitive. In the other way, all these teams are going to get knocked out. Like, this is anyway. Group G, you have Austria topping the group. Austria, then Russia, Sweden, Montenegro, Liechtenstein, and then Moldova.
Yeah.
So these are two things that kind of sum up some of my feelings about the Euros, and I understand. This is qualifying. That's why it's like, but man, these groups are ridiculous. Like, none of these teams, maybe Russia. I mean, Sweden has Ibra.
They got smoked. I would watch.
Yeah,
them.
So
4-1 against Austria. Yeah,
but the point is, man, none of these teams are going to do anything. Like, this almost, I almost feel bad. But it's qualifying. I get why these are the teams in there, so it makes sense. But then moving to Group H, Italy, Norway, Croatia, Bulgaria, Azerbaijan, and Malta. So Italy topping the group, they're obviously always,
yeah,
always some favorites.
I mean, you know, in typical Italy style, you know, it's 1-0 wins or draws. I mean, they haven't lost yet in qualifying, which is good, I guess. But, you know, you have 3 draws. And again, it's just, you know, that defensive play and just getting those 1-0 wins. I mean, typical Italy fashion, right? But they just don't look threatening up top still.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like their roster, too, is just a bunch of random guys every game. Like, you can never pinpoint
Yeah.
You know, except for Pirlo, I think he's still playing. But I feel like their strikers are always different every time they play. Their defenders usually are interchanged between, you know, a handful of guys, and their midfielders too. Usually they swap in guys, random guys.
I think a lot of that has to do with, I mean, outside of the Premier League, to a degree, your national team reflects your league. And though Serie A definitely has a bunch of strong teams, it's been up and down. Like Juve was completely dominating the space for a while. I mean, Roma kind of, and things like that. And even then, a lot of the best players, like Juve is a pretty diverse team. So you have that, and when you don't have the three big clubs all clicking on all cylinders, I think you get a worse national team because of that. I mean, about it, some of the big teams, Germany and Spain, they both have really good leagues. And even France, you could say, I mean, Ligue 1 is doing fairly well, but I think right now, since Italy's on a bit of a downturn in the league.
Yeah, Pirlo didn't even play.
It's funny that he still plays for the national team, but whatever. I mean, anything plus Pirlo is a good thing. So I think that's good for them. I think the other solid team that people don't talk about too much is Croatia. They've got a lot of decent players, a really strong midfield. So I mean, I don't know how far they could go. I would say, I mean, I don't know. I think they could be a mini dark horse. They're definitely not Belgium, but they're stronger than I think people realize.
So it doesn't matter who finishes first or second, essentially. They get pooled into pots anyway.
There's going to be groups during that.
Right, but I mean, does the first place team get pooled into a higher pod than the second place?
That makes sense. I think they do, yeah.
I'm asking questions.
I wish we could ask Gab Marcotti right about now, but anyway. He'd be perfect. But so I'm those not two sure
teams should
that.
Get in. How much are they up on the other teams?
So pretty much in this group, the top is set. So Italy has 18, Norway has 16, Croatia has 15, Bulgaria is at 8. I mean, they're not set.
The teams that are going through.
Yeah, the teams that are going
through. Third place
is
a playoff, but yeah.
So they might as well call up Joe Gagliardi and Rob Steller and a few other Italians.
just whatever Italians they can scrounge up. So the final qualifying group, Group I, it's being led by Portugal. Then there's Denmark, Albania, Armenia, and then Serbia.
Portuguese power. I mean, pretty much what you'd expect, right?
Yep.
Portugal always starts off pretty slow, though. They were actually, I think, like third or fourth at one point, but still pretty.
I mean, they're up and down in depth, I feel like. Yeah. They have some really strong players. Obviously, there's a guy named Ronaldo who's going to, no matter what, when you put him in there, you're going to win games. But and they have a lot of decent players, but I don't feel like they have that front-to-back strong players. So hopefully, but they always do pretty well, and they can do some decent upsets. I mean, I think they beat the Americans in the World Cup. That was a pretty big upset.
Yeah, they've always had coaching issues, though, for the most part. Portugal has either players not getting along with the coaches. Same thing with France. France always had coaching issues where, like, certain guys wouldn't play for certain coaches. I know Bazingua, the Portuguese all-star, had a feud with one of the coaches, so he wasn't on the team for a while. I mean, he's long gone now. But
I mean, like you said,
so coaching is huge with some of these teams, France, Portugal. If they can just get a good coach and play together, I mean, the talent is there for France, definitely.
And one thing I'll say, one good thing that European teams have, and this is going to sound terrible, but a lot of South American teams, I mean, basically the two best continents are South America and Europe by far. But one criticism I think a lot of South American teams get is that their coaches are from that area and they don't play on the stage of Europe. So they can't play to that level. Sometimes you feel, I don't know, like Dunga, he is good. You know, you have people like Maradona, even Tata Martino and stuff like that versus European teams that their coaching roster oftentimes can be people who coach some of the biggest clubs in the world because they that's just the pedigree and that's who's around there. So you're right, there is a merry-go-round sometimes with coaches. I mean, people almost forget, what was it, 2 World Cups ago, France imploded. Like it was a disaster. I mean, people, oh, and you know what, I'm dumb, and this was related to that. Ribéry doesn't play for France because he retired. I don't think he came out of retirement because he was having, and it was all because of drama between the France national team, and that was a big blow up. So it's like France has definitely changed, and you see these things, but you're totally right. I mean, you need those coaches to really
thank you, Sean. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool. So I think that'll do it for this section. We'll catch you after the half.
Kiss the Crest is part of the Commentist Network, which is a collection of great podcasts covering a wide range of topics, from tech news to music to Dungeons and Dragons to veganism and positive living. For more information about Kiss the Crest or to check out our other great shows, go to thecommentist.com.
Okay, and welcome back to the second half. So our first topic of the day is the endless debate that's plagued this era, Messi versus Ronaldo. Mm. So what sparked this debate was FIFA 16's coming out. Is it this week?
No, next week.
A couple weeks.
Okay, so
it's 20-something. 20 yeah.
The next FIFA's coming out pretty soon, and each player gets a rating or a number, and Messi actually got 1 point higher than Ronaldo, yes. So there's all this drama.
94 versus Messi 93, higher. Yeah.
Now, one thing, just talking about these FIFA scores anyway, I mean, they do it every year. Clearly, Messi had a better year last year.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know, but Ronaldo was probably higher than Messi last year since Ronaldo had a better year 2 years ago. I mean, seasons ago, not years. But anyway, this is like the endless question. I mean, I can't remember the last time there's been an era where two players have been this elite. I mean, when you think about, there were very good players in Pelé's era and Maradona's era that people forget about, but it never felt this direct. And now, I mean, they've both been in La Liga for so long, they always get compared. So, Dave, I'll let you make the opening statements, and then I'll tell you why you're wrong.
So, first off, I want to say...
maybe we should start. I don't know. So, Dave, who do you think is better?
Obviously, Ronaldo. I'm going to have to go with Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm going with Messi. We have this third wild card. Or maybe we should have a vote at the end. Maybe we should see who has a silent argument.
Yes, this is a good way to do it.
Because my vote says right. So
my vote right now is for Ibra.
Yeah.
So Ronaldo it is.
No, so all right. You guys have to convince me by the end of this debate who is the better player.
Okay.
Can I do my part first?
Yes, but
I have stats. I have stats.
Of Ibra?
No.
All right.
No, let me make...
So we'll start talking about stats.
So Ibra isn't even in this conversation, but Rob feels the need to talk about him right now. So.
I think
Ibra
time.
Okay. So, De Gea. So I'm very much a statistics-driven person. I love data. I think data has a lot to do with storytelling. Not everything, and you got whatever. So I'm a nerd. Fine.
But stats are important. This is what separates them from everybody else by far.
Okay, so let's just go overall league stats, right? So Ronaldo, he's got 2 years on Messi, right?
He's 2 years older.
So overall, Ronaldo has played 421 league games, 312 goals, 82 assists. So that's a strike rate of about 74%. Messi has played 315 games, and this is from the end of last season, so not including any games that have been played this season. So Messi's played...
Not that it matters or anything.
Neither
they
haven't scored.
Yeah, that's true. So Messi... Well, the strike rates go down now.
Yeah, that's true.
So Messi's played 315 games, scored 286 goals, 109 assists, which is a strike rate of a little under 91%, which is ridiculous.
I think your facts are off there. Your stats are wrong.
So if you want to look at World Cup goals, Messi has 5 to Ronaldo's 3, although, you know, that's a little bit – you have to look at the team that surrounds
them. Yeah, you
definitely
have to look at
all this other stuff. Champions League. Messi's played 98 games in the Champions League for 77 goals. Ronaldo, 115, also 77 goals.
Oh. It's crazy how close they get.
La Liga hat tricks. Messi has 24, Ronaldo has 27, but I don't really count that because Ronaldo tends to just take cheap goals and PKs.
And Messi doesn't?
I don't know. Whenever
he misses all his PKs.
Whenever
so
I see Ronaldo get a hat trick, it's always like the stupidest 3 goals.
Jesus. So we all know where Rob's going. Ibra!
Head-to-head games. Messi's won 13, scored 17 times against Ronaldo, and Ronaldo has 8 wins, scored 16 times, and they've drawn 7. And then I think the other big stat is league championships. Messi's
One problem also, the one.
Can I finish, please?
No, about the, since you're Champions League, because you're going on to league.
Yeah.
One thing you have to do, because we were talking about, Portugal versus Argentina. There were some years where Ronaldo was at Man U, so that kind of lowers him a bit, and it makes it a little bit more difficult to compare, because you need the quality La Liga teams to really.
Messi's won 7 league championships, so Ronaldo's 4. And Ballon d'Or, Messi has 4, and Ronaldo has 3. So, in most stats, Messi is clearly has an edge up and deserves that 94 Yes, that one point out. 93. I mean, clearly they're both extraordinary players. Like, there's no doubt about that. You can't really make that argument.
Yeah, it's insane.
They both have very, very different styles of playing. So I will leave it to you guys to now convince me of who is the better player.
All right, first off, I think the ratings, the FIFA ratings, I think they should be higher than that. I feel like 90. What
they
is,
should
90?
Be 100.
No, so I mean, 94, 95. I think they should be 97, 98. I mean, they're clearly the two best players. What is Suarez ranked?
90, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
he's number third.
I mean, he's definitely up there, but I still think
I could
they should
be wrong.
I mean,
Suarez, maybe they don't
Neuer, want... Neuer, Robin all have 90s. Hazard, Ibra, 89. Neymar, 88. Silva, 88. Silva, 88.
I still think they should be higher.
I could be wrong, but maybe if you put them too high, then they're too good for the game and it's too easy.
You just dribble straight down the field and
yeah,
go
exactly,
by everybody.
Exactly.
You don't hit any buttons. Just dribble
you just go right through.
Well, so, I'm pretty sure those overall scores are an aggregate of their other sub-scores, so true. They might not.
Another thing, Ronaldo would obviously start going down quicker since he's older.
True. Yeah.
So he's going to decline
quicker. Okay, so let's make your arguments here.
All right, so Ronaldo... Again, they're both the top two players in the world. They have been for a while now. But I have a bias towards Ronaldo.
Obviously. You both have biases.
Right.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, exactly.
So we'll try to be objective.
They're both fair. But
try to be objective.
You know, honestly, I think Ronaldo is better overall in not only, you know, the stats. I think the stats don't mean everything. In almost every sport, the stats don't always mean anything. I mean, if you look at certain games, if
people
you
have the worst stats tend to say that also.
Find me a game, any game, any sport, almost every game, every sport, you'll find a stat that makes absolutely no sense.
So this is part of me. I completely agree in that stats do not tell the whole story.
So that's all I'm getting at. That's my first point. So stats, yes, Messi has a slight edge. I think it's a slight edge.
And we should mention there definitely are plenty of records that Ronaldo has that we just didn't happen to bring the stats up. And we can talk about that a little bit later.
Anyway, so I think just overall, positional-wise, Ronaldo is more of a midfielder winger versus Messi being more of the striker, the more around-the-net type of guy. Granted, he does playmake from the midfield a lot as well. But I think Ronaldo, that being older, Rob's going to say something real quick.
I will say, so if you take out Ronaldo's performance at Madrid and take out the United ones, he's actually scored 225 and 200, which is a strike rate of 1.125. So that's significant.
You know, I didn't mention that either. You know, Ronaldo's been on obviously multiple teams. Mm-hmm. Premier League.
Actually, three, right? Because where was he?
Sporting.
Sporting.
I mean, so,
but he was still there.
How long was he there?
He was young.
He played 25 games for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's still...
He only scored three goals, though. So.
Exactly. So that makes his percentage, you know. But, I mean, again, this is a little bit of a bias. I think the Premier League, and you can say, most people would say the Premier League is a much more difficult league to play in terms of physicality, reffing, getting calls.
Okay.
You know, that being said, I think being on multiple teams obviously has not hindered his stats or lowered his stats, but I think if Ronaldo was on Madrid his whole career, I think his stats would be better.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. He still did pretty well.
Obviously. But, I mean, I'd like to see some of his Man U stats versus his Real Madrid stats.
84 goals in 196. So that's below 50%.
I mean, it's still amazing. But
it's still good. But I mean, if you're talking about, you know, getting close to one goal a game.
And then, so that's like the stat part, the being a different team part. But I think just overall in terms of, you know, height, speed, ball handling, free kicks,
attractiveness,
even personality wise.
Like Dave actually wants to make out with Ronaldo. This is.
I think he has just way more to talk about that makes him an icon more than Messi does. I mean, Messi is very soft spoken. He's rarely, you know,
they have very different.
It sounds dumb, he doesn't know English, which I know. Okay,
there's
not
a point for Ronaldo. Right,
not
there.
The whole world speaks English, but most of the countries that don't speak, like, they'll speak their native language and English. So Ronaldo knowing English is he can.
So I think that actually hurts Messi a little bit. I mean, if you're a soft spoken world, you know, I don't know. I think that could go against him in this, that Ronaldo's just got more attention because of his personality and everything.
He's definitely more of a, I bet you there are people, well, it's possible this isn't true, but I feel like more people have heard of Ronaldo versus Messi just because he's like, even you don't have to watch football to hear of Ronaldo because he's just that guy.
So yeah, anyway, in terms of all that, what I just said, and I'm sure I'll bring up some more stuff.
And but we have to, me here. You know, I would say he has hotter girlfriends, but Messi's girlfriend is pretty freaking gorgeous. Yeah. Ronaldo's had
more girls. We have to go number. We're talking about higher numbers.
Who's clear? Messi's clear.
Yeah. So keep going.
So yeah, all that what I just said. I think Ronaldo's. I don't know what the right word is, but I think a little bit of everything that Ronaldo has: heading, height, speed, dribbling, you know, free kicks. I think he's got more in his arsenal than Messi does. And again, Messi obviously has pretty much everything, but I think Ronaldo just edges him out, I think, a little bit in every category versus Messi's better in like a couple.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll bring up some more stuff. Anyway,
Ronaldo actually scored more goals than Messi last year. I think it was 48-43. He
did. Records, I think Ronaldo probably holds more records. Obviously, I mean, team records, you
can't compare.
You can't really compare, but in over Champs League goals.
I mean, it's tough because they're both at really top clubs. So
yeah.
I mean, so anyway. One thing
so
to start.
So I'll let Sean start now.
I'm obviously biased towards Messi, but I'm trying to be a little more objective. So one thing.
There's no being objective in football, Sean.
As much as like I dislike Madrid and Ronaldo to that degree, I mean, I can't deny he's ridiculously good. So one point you made, I think, is true. There's a feeling of he's an all-around player. He's like, he's taller. He can head the ball, free kick, go around. I think he's quicker.
Free kick in the last
More
powerful shot.
Yeah, he definitely has a more powerful shot. Like he has range and things like that. And I think having multiple teams is kind of a big deal, only because Messi hasn't played that much. Like, he hasn't done that well for Argentina. It's been off and on, so he hasn't had a situation to play. I'm already tired of defending Ronaldo. So
there we go.
He's and I would say
attack, like, Sean.
There
attack.
Comes the bash. In a weird way, I sometimes feel like Ronaldo is more important to Madrid, not only because recently, I'd say recently since we had our special era, we've had so many other good players that, not that you could take Messi out, but we would still, if you took Messi out, it'd be the Spanish national team. Whereas, not that Madrid was bad, but there were times where it felt like Madrid, even when they had nothing in the tank, somehow Ronaldo might score a couple, like a hat trick, and then they win.
Real quickly, during their era, I would argue that Barcelona has been better than the teams.
Without a doubt. And I'm not even trying to be
right. So that jerk, obviously benefits Messi
yeah.
to help him out a little bit better.
But
he's had better.
The counter argument is part of the reason why Barcelona was better was because, in part, due to Messi. I mean, Madrid wanted to match them every year. They bought people. Right. They brought in Mourinho. They did everything they could.
All right, I'm done.
So, so Messi. I going back to the stats thing. I kind of agree. Even though whatever some stats are in favor of Messi, I think it's a crapshoot with stats in that they are so good. It's just they're on a different level, in my opinion. So the records I go to. So Ronaldo has most Champs League in one Champs League season. But Messi is like close to that. I'm pretty sure Ronaldo broke Messi's record. Messi has the most goals scored in La Liga. You know whose record he broke to get there? Ronaldo's record. And you know what? That same year, Ronaldo broke his old record. It just Messi had more. So you get to this point where I almost feel like their goals are so high that, in my opinion, if like Benzema had laid it off to Ronaldo a few more times, or if Pedro had passed it to Messi, one of them would have broke their other records. I almost feel like it's almost absurd to talk about their stats. So then you got to go to the intangibles, and this is gonna be really cheesy, but I really do believe this. I feel like if you wanted to build the perfect footballer, you would go towards Ronaldo.
There we go. Right? That's all you need.
But Messi is that person you can't predict. Like, you can't create somebody like him, but so much of him works out. So people talk about
That goes against your...
No, but what I'm saying is...
Because you just said if you would build the perfect footballer, it would be Ronaldo.
This is like building a robot versus a human. there are things about a human that a robot can't do. And Ronaldo has that perfect physique, but Messi has those intangibles that you wouldn't think of, like lower center of mass that he stays up. It's funny. You're right. Premier League is definitely more physical than La Liga. La Liga is more tactical. But the funny thing is, the one thing Ronaldo gets attacked for, which is true, this isn't just my bias. Ronaldo falls down a lot. There are so many situations where I've seen him where he's at the last defender and he falls down in the box.
Hurts his stats.
I know, but he gets the PK.
So his stats should be higher.
So the thing is, if Ronaldo had just stayed up, he would have been one-on-one with the keeper. And honestly, if Ronaldo's one-on-one with the keeper, he's going to score. So I don't know why he falls down. My point is, if Messi was in the Premier League, if you see the tackles that Messi rides, I've seen ones where literally they latch their leg around Messi and he still pulls out. So my point is, forget all the stats for a second.
Messi doesn't pull out.
I mean, he has a kid, so. So the thing that makes him different is he has so much of, I know this is silly, but that X factor. The things he does are so ridiculous. You just don't expect him. All the players, and they do this to a degree to Ronaldo too, but they just hack at him because they know if he's going back there, they have to take him out because there's no other way to do it. Also, you're right. He is more of a forward. He's not a midfielder. His crosses are absurd. Some of his assists, and this is what I go into, they both have really good assist records, but honestly, the assists I've seen Messi make, the vision he has, like the footballing intelligence, I still remember the 5-0 drubbing we gave Madrid in Pep's first year. Messi didn't score a single goal, yet he had the most ridiculous passes where he doesn't even look, and he just passes. And I think the other thing is, Ronaldo's bread and butter is his long-range shots. He will be outside the box, and you're like, whatever, he's so far out, what's the point? He shoots it. He just has so much speed and accuracy that he scores. And that's something Messi can do every so often, but he's not consistent with it. But what Messi does is he literally just goes around the whole team. I've never seen a situation where you have, like, literally, you will see five players around Messi. Somehow he can still score. I mean, Rob, you know this. With Milan, he'll be inside the box, crowded, and somehow he shoots.
Play for Ronaldo.
Yeah, but Milan also has Bonera and, like, just defending him right now.
But the point is, to get around that many players.
Just turn into attack.
Milan. Well, I'm just saying, because you've seen these. You see, I mean, last year, I mean, when you have Boateng, falls over. I mean, he was a World Cup winning, and he's on one of the best teams in the world. And then you chip over Neuer. People always say, oh, Messi, you know, he can do it versus these teams, but can he do it versus the English teams? And people say, oh, yeah, you know, the goalie messed up. You look at these teams he plays. He does it versus Hart. He does it versus Van der Sar. He does it versus Neuer. He does it versus Casillas. He does it versus everyone. And there's that feeling you get when you watch him. You're like, this does not make any sense. How is the ball still on his feet? And to me, that's what makes Messi Messi. He can get around any player, where Ronaldo, he'll be outside the box and no one will be around him because they're idiots and they give him space, which you should never give either of them space, and he can just shoot from far out. But it's more like they have to he has all the space. Mm-hmm. Messi just gets around.
Okay.
All right, first off, before you argue, yes I do, one quick rebuttal. Did you see the USA Portugal game?
Yes.
Did you see that last minute cross
and Ronaldo just did? You know what though, I was blown away by that because I don't see that as consistently as Messi. Ronaldo has the capacity to do it, not nearly as consistent as Messi. By the way, it doesn't even make sense. I don't know how Messi does that many assists, but like...
He sucks.
So
honestly, I think it's just pick one. You know, whoever you like, whoever you have a crush on better, pick one.
Yeah, but the thing is, so I'm coming at this, like, obviously, I hate Barcelona and I hate I hate Man U and I hate Real Madrid. Like, I hate these teams.
He basically hates everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like these teams. I hate Madrid especially because they're the only ones with more Champions League than us.
Yeah.
So, do you have any more you want to say before I make my decision?
Just one other thing.
Go ahead.
It's a toss-up.
Okay, so one thing... So, I'm obviously biased, but
I did like Messi better when he had longer hair. I will say that. So, that's point against
him. And, I mean, now he's a tattoo. He's getting everywhere.
I don't know.
He's got the thing is, the reason why I think... So, the question is, clearly right now they're close. I think over time, people will see Messi as the better player. And it won't be stats or anything. I think it'll be... Like, I mean, it's not like Pele won any Ballon d'Ors, obviously, for obvious reasons. But anyway, I think... The general public consensus also agrees with that for one reason. I think when they talk about Ronaldo, they say, where is he going to stack up amongst the greatest? Like, is he going to be top 15, top 10? With Messi, the question always goes, Does he have enough to be better than Pele and Maradona? No one else has gotten to that level. People talk about, you know, like Zidane, CR9, and things like, or CR9, sure, Ronaldo number 9. But I don't feel like there that question has been brought up consistently enough versus any other player. And really, the only thing holding him back is this World Cup. I think if he's in the World Cup, people automatically put him in Pele and Maradona. And those are two players that have been untouched for a couple of decades.
The thing that's going to stink is that eventually it's going to come down to stats, because Messi's going to play longer.
What stats does Maradona have? When you look at the stats, Maradona is that level because of how he played.
Right. But between the two of them, I think.
But I don't think he has. Does he have the Italian goal scorer?
Maradona's a bum, all right? What it's going to come down to is, I think Messi will be playing longer than Ronaldo.
He might. Although, wait, one quick thing. Ronaldo, you would think his stats are going down. One of his best years was last year. I mean, he did so well. He's 29.
But within the next few years, I think you will see a decline. I mean, it's going to be like...
People have been saying about Ronaldo for a long time. But he should
when he's on his decline, Messi will still be 2 years younger, getting ready to decline.
And he had that human growth hormone.
And if he plays longer and no one's talking about Ronaldo anymore...
Yeah.
Messi might have the edge.
Clearly, both of them were spurred on by each other. I think it helps that both of them became better players. But yeah.
So, if you want to look at goals scored, right? So, Diego Maradona had 259 goals in 491 appearances. So that's a little under 500. A little over 500%, right?
500%.
50%.
Damn!
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think people talk about records.
You look at Pele, who scored 650 in 694, although that's like contested whether those were actually accurate or not. But that's a ridiculous amount of goals.
And then you could argue that's before the game was globalized. Right.
So that was almost all in.
What makes Pele is how he walked around everybody. Defenders didn't know how to defend him. It wasn't that
Maradona's Maradona because he's a cheater.
and you know, Messi has a record for most goals in a calendar year. He didn't break Pele or Maradona. He broke, I was about to say Beckenbauer, Gerd Muller, the bomber. I don't think stats are going to be the thing that differentiates him.
So stats are still a big deal, because I think at the end of the day, you're always looking at who scored more goals this season. Was it Messi or Ronaldo? And I think that plays a big part into
who is the Pichichi.
I think that goes into a big debate. That's a big part of the debate of who was better this season, right? It was how many goals did they score? And obviously, Messi has the edge in that more often than not.
But there's also titles. Last year, the Pichichi went to Ronaldo.
So I think that somebody who's somewhat objective to this, in that I don't really have an affection for either of those players, it goes down to who would I rather have on my team, right?
Yeah, sure.
And there's
Sean knows the answer to that one.
Well, there's interesting. No,
damn. I already know where he's going with this one.
How do you know?
Just keep talking.
Messy.
I'm a genius.
Well, I will say some people put the off-field part of Ronaldo, because he has a very unique personality, and it's not that Messi's not a bad guy, but he, like you said, he doesn't talk, so you don't know.
He's a pussy.
So, so with Ronaldo, definitely a lot of people project his negative attitude, and I mean, I didn't even get into that, but so that's one thing that people hold against him, which might not be fair. But I think it's fair.
Like, I see Messi as more of a team player than Ronaldo. I think... Messi obviously has more assists. Like, I just think he's better in a setup where he's not the person who's has to score all the goals. Like,
in
he
a
has
softer
options.
League. Yep.
So that's the other thing, though. The other big consideration is obviously
in a league where teams dive and get PKs way more than the.
We're gonna have a La Liga versus Premier League debate, and I'm gonna tell you why.
So the biggest thing for me, though, is that Messi's never played outside of Spain, and I think that when you bring him, not to say that. You know, once you bring him out, you know, his touch is going to go away. Like, obviously, he's going to be a brilliant player no matter where he plays. But I think if you put him in a different league, it would make a difference. Like, I would like to see him on a team.
I'm sorry, I have to interject.
Just wait.
I have to interrupt too, Rob.
Okay.
both of them currently are on teams that are built around them, I think. And I think if you took them out of that and put them onto a team like Milan, who's, you know, a mid-table team right now, it would be interesting to see how both
Ronaldo
of those players had to bring teams up.
The thing is that you will never know with Messi, because he won't be on a different team.
Probably. And you know what? As cheesy as it sounds, I mean, it helps. It's good for me because I'm a Barcelona fan. It's also this weird old romanticized idea that a player is dedicated to their club and they never leave, which I know, though, now it seems like you can't bring the comparisons.
Maldini.
But one reason why you think about some of the most the classic players. A lot of them play
now
in the
money
same club.
Is a huge.
Yeah, and it's not like other players didn't flip around. But anyway, the one thing I'm going to say about the Premier League, that whole thing, him not being in another team. One thing, I know it is more physical, but it's less tactical. When you look at the top 10 players in the Premier League, how many of them are Spanish or from the Spanish league?
That's a valid argument.
Yeah. Like, that they're doesn't most mean of them.
Shit, Sean.
I would say the majority.
Let's look at a better stat. How many lopsided victories are there in La Liga versus how many lopsided victories there are in Premier League?
Do you know how many losses Chelsea had last year versus Madrid, who was second place?
That's not what I just mentioned, though.
Oh, but
how many times has Madrid or Barcelona won by over 4 or 5 goals versus in the Premier League?
What's the last Premier League team that was even close to the Barcelona team of recent?
That's not what we're talking about.
Listen to me. The reason why they're lopsided is because they're so much better. The thing is, you're facing...
It's because the league is so much better.
If Leicester was facing Barcelona, you really think Barcelona wouldn't score 5? They would. They would do the same thing for Stoke. But Chelsea, Man City of last year, they weren't as good.
It has to do with the league.
You know how many times City has beaten United 6-0 or United?
Swansea just beat United 3 straight games.
But my point is, Barcelona or Madrid, they would destroy those teams. It's just they're not playing in that league, so they don't have the situation.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So the other big thing is that when you come into the talk of of Pele and of Maradona, the other big thing that's lacking is the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
So neither of those players, Ronaldo or Messi, have won the World Cup yet, and that's a huge, huge, huge thing.
I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah,
I don't
Messi think so only either. Has a better chance because of Argentina.
Right. So that's the other thing, is that it's incredible that they haven't won with Messi on Argentina, given the support that he's had. And Portugal's never had a team
You'd
the
have
caliber
to say
of
Portugal,
Argentina.
Portugal got to the finals of the Euros. Though.
Yeah, they did.
Right.
Argentina hasn't been to any finals.
Well, they last didn't play in Euros.
World Cup.
That doesn't count.
But
that doesn't count.
But yeah, so I think that's, if neither of them end up winning a World Cup ever, I think that'll always be like the asterisk. Like they were, the best player of this era, but they never won the World Cup.
And this will be a topic for another day. But then there's that question of, what is a higher competition? Champs League, so your club teams versus national teams. And honestly, Argentina has a lot of good players, and they totally underwhelmed. I honestly believe, so Argentina had, legitimately, but they had an offsides goal that was pulled back, and it took to extra time for Germany to win. So it wasn't, considering how good Germany is, it wasn't lopsided. I genuinely believe if Messi had showed up, if he had really played like Messi should play, Argentina would have won that World Cup. Because it didn't feel like, there's a siege.
How many times do you think Ronaldo has completely disappeared in a game, whether it was for club or...
That's hard to say, I don't know.
Sometimes Messi literally doesn't do anything.
But sometimes Ronaldo doesn't do anything.
No, I know, but I feel like Messi disappears more than Ronaldo.
I don't have a stat on that. I don't know.
That's a good stat. Ronaldo's...
Here's the biggest stat. Who has more titles? Champs League.
Shit.
Messi, I believe, has been on every single Barca Champs League except for the 92, the 90s one. But that... Titles. I mean, we've had our run. We've won 7 out of 10 because Atleti won one. Atleti and Madrid won. So maybe 8 out of 10. So he has those titles. Obviously, he won the 6. This year, we might win 5. I don't know. Titles, clearly, he has more Ballon d'Ors. And he's pretty much going to... I mean, they won the treble, so Messi's going to win this Ballon d'Or. Like, there's no... Same reason Ronaldo won it last year, legitimately, because he won Champions League and we won nothing. So...
So, as it stands right now, I think Messi has the edge. That said, it's not over yet. I mean,
it's only going to get better for
Messi. It is insane that he's 30 and he's still this good. Like, I will say, it's pretty absurd. I think part of it is because he has that drive, I want to beat Messi. And one thing, as much negative press as Ronaldo gets, everybody says he's a perfectionist. Like, he's the guy who always is working on his game. He's always there.
But if Messi had a career-ending injury this season, I think that would change. But it's true. Like, if his stats were to end as they
Messi
are right
could
now,
have a career, but you never know.
By the way,
the only career-ending Messi would have if he was like bedridden.
But that's the other thing. Both of them are pretty good.
Messi
with, their
with
injury,
like
right,
two broken legs is better than anyone that's in the game.
He just crawls.
But anyway, there you go. That's I'm gonna give it
toss
to Messi.
Up. toss up. You can completely pick either one.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's the rule. So I think we kind of ran out of time to talk about the friendly. So maybe we'll do that another time. Maybe when the next Euro qualifiers are, because there are a few more games. But this was a fun thing, and we knew this was going to come eventually. And honestly, this isn't going to end because neither of them are retiring anytime soon. So, I mean, you might think they are, but they're probably not going
to. I just hope there comes a time when they both play in the MLS and we can just go watch them play old men. Like,
whoever
scores
the most in the MLS is better.
That's the key. So that about does it. So the key is that Messi is better. And that about does it for this week. Check us out next week. We're here every week. If you want to check us out, please rate and subscribe to us on iTunes. We're Kiss the Crest. Also, if you can, go to thecommentist.com. You can check us out and listen to us on there. You can also check out some of our other cool podcasts. We have The Unwind, which is about tech. We have a veganism podcast. We have one about hip-hop and prayer. It's actually a lot of religion. No, I'm kidding. So, thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll come back next week.
See you next week.
See you.